Good performance. We wanted to start the game well. We felt that given their current situation, that if we started the game well and got an early goal, we thought that they might have a mini collapse, which they've done in recent games, and it proved so. I think 3-0 at half time was a fair reflection. We could have possibly maybe even had a couple more. And then when you're 3-0 up, it does sometimes become a little bit difficult because the game is over and done with, and it's trying to stay focused, keep concentrated, continue to do the right things, and see the game out. And I thought the second half panned out to be a little bit like that. You know, the fourth goal obviously killed the game completely, but then we just then were happy just to sit back on the lead and let them pass it in front of us and just protect the clean sheet and make sure we've got the 3 points.
Well, you brought Brent Seymour-Shield back in tonight, and he was dominant in that first sort of 25 minutes, half an hour, wasn't he? I mean, really good provider of good balls in to enable your striker to get on the end of.
He's a very good player. Unfortunately for Chev, Josh Dawkin and Morgan Penfold have been performing exceptionally well as well. So, he's waited for an opportunity. He's come in today and he's done outstanding. You know, Josh Dawkin as well, not just Ben. Josh, I think, now has got eight goals in 11 games. Morgan come on for the last half an hour. I thought was a constant threat. Could have scored twice in the last 10 minutes. We've got good options, whether it be in the starting 11, whether it be coming off the bench. And I'm delighted for everybody.
I mean, as I say, 5 weeks ago, the confidence was very, very much down. Now it's very much on the up. And what has been the change? Is it just the fact that you're getting points, picking up points, and you're beginning to really push on?
Yeah, hard work. I've publicly said that the players needed to work harder in training. They had to understand what we wanted from them as a team, and they weren't implementing it in games, and they've really, really, stuck together, worked hard, took it on board, and then implemented it into games, and now we're getting the results. So it's a good place to be at the moment.
Another big derby on Boxing Day now.
Yeah, again, I think it's the same situation as it was today. It's people will overhype these fixtures for us. There's no need. At the end of the day, we're now up into 12th position in the league. It's a big game for Cambridge City because they have to win. It's not, it's not necessarily a big game for us. It's just another game for us. We have to take the emotion out of it. We have to concentrate on our performance and play the game, and that's what we'll do.
Set yourself in 12th position now. Set any targets, or is it just taking every game as it comes?
Yeah, 48. That's what we set at the beginning of the season. We're on 33, so we've got 15 more to go. It just opens up a little bit of a gap now. 11 points between us and St Neots, who occupy that last relegation place. And, we're very much giving ourselves an opportunity to progress and are pulling away from the relegation zone, which is what we'll continue to try and do.